Hey.
Hey.
What's up? What's up?
All your favorite artists.
Check it out.
Say my name.
DJ Khaled.
This is Mila J.
Bruno Mars.
On Hot 702.5 FM.com.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Big Shook, host of the Undrafted Outlaws Sports Show. Man, listen, if you want some real down south, Louisiana-style Cajun food, you need to go check out DB's Cajun Kitchen. Yo, they got lobster and grits, seafood boils, signature fries, signature po' boys, signature egg rolls, and desserts. Oh, and my favorite, them gumbo tacos. Yo, they open from 11 to 8, Wednesday to Monday, 7 to 5:30 on Sunday. Located in North Las Vegas at 4343 North Rancho Drive. They even have to-go orders and catering. Hit them up, 725-780-1850, or go to the website, dbcajunkitchen.com. So, yo, don't just tell your friends about me. Tell them about DB's Cajun Kitchen.
Radio dial right here. You're locked into the hottest news station on the planet. High 702.5 in FM sound. Blazing today's hip-hop, R&B, and pop music. Keeping your radio on fire. Bringing you the hottest, realest, riskiest talk shows. Ooh. Live 24-7. Live. On Hot 702.5 FM.com.
What up? We in the building. Songs. These are my songs, right?
Lit City, L-Y-T-C-Y.
Boom. Boom. Alright. Yo. West Side. We in the building. Rest in peace to my brother. Shout out Red. Shout out Knox. West Side, Lit City. I gotta move north. About time to seem to unfair. The rear view mirror. All right. Give y'all a little bit of my brother, then we gonna start this debate. You ready? Welcome. How everybody doing? We in the building. Undrafted All Stars. Bigger than sports. I'm the new host. We kick Shug out this motherfucker. We said only one Cowgirl fan allowed.
Shut up, bitch.
The rest of you niggas better come with a Raiders fan or something. Q Mecca, 2 Texa, with my co-host.
Yo, C4Nate from the 618. Cowboy Nation, baby. Fuck these 49ers / Raiders fans. How you gonna be a fan of both? That's
hey,
all I'm saying.
Home team and heart team.
Home team and heart team, shit. My ass.
Rest in peace. Hey, tomorrow is the anniversary they killed Nip. Damn. And Selena. Rest in peace to Nip and Selena. They died on the same day.
Right.
A lot of years apart. We still need to figure out why y'all killed Nip, you motherfuckers. Now, let's get into what we about to get into. I'm just let them play in the background for us. All right, the first thing on the docket is the motherfucking topic. We got the NCAA men's and women's tournament. So far, we got going to the Elite Eight in the men's, which we don't care about because we like the women's shit. The men's, we y'all niggas is trash. We got Connecticut and Illinois.
Yeah.
UConn looking like the best team. UConn looking like the best team, but nigga, just because you look like the best team, it don't mean nothing. It's a tournament where one game and you done.
That's a fact.
So if you lose or have a bad game, your ass is out. It ain't like the finals where you could lose 1, 2, 3. But I'm going with UConn over Illinois. Okay. Alabama, Suge team. Shout out to Suge team. He in Mexico.
All right.
He ain't got no Wi-Fi. That nigga got a tamale pie. Alabama and Clemson. I'm going with Clemson because fuck Alabama. Who you like?
I'm probably going to take Alabama.
You unsmart.
Alabama's the highest scoring team in the country. Hey. Why wouldn't I take them?
Because they ain't got them niggas that they had last year. Hey,
the nigga that was going to jail didn't get them where they needed to go.
That's a fact. That's a fact. And then we got Duke. Oh, I hate Duke. I'm from UNLV.
I'm taking NC State over there.
I agree. I'm going with the upset.
And I got
Duke ain't that good.
I got Purdue beating Tennessee.
Me too. I got Purdue over Tennessee.
I think Purdue's the only team in the tournament that can keep up.
Beat UConn. I heard
the only one.
I was talking with my boy about that earlier. He said the same shit. But I got to see it to believe it. Purdue got that nigga. What's his name?
Oh, Zach Edey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Any nigga named Zach, though. We're from the era of motherfucking Saved by the Bell. Boss lady in the building looking like a Crip. And she threw up a B. So
she a confused girl.
So we got on both of them.
She a Gerson.
I think Slib, they got by who they beat, Houston, right?
Yeah,
because they the best player. What's his name? Forgot his name. Damn.
Houston looked good during the season.
Their best player rolled his ankle.
Yeah, that was a hurt.
It's
a close game, but Duke is not really a good team this year.
I agree. They
like middle of the pack.
Yeah,
because they have a lot of turnovers, and you know, just like they very similar to the Tar Heels.
Yeah, exactly.
In that sense, and that's why true. We got bounced out because too many turnovers. Yep, we keep turnovers. You keep turnovers down, you got a chance to win the game.
Turnovers kill you.
Good. It's open day. Happy baseball season, everybody.
Happy baseball season.
Don't forget about that.
It is open baseball season. Now we're going to go to the women's where we think it's more. We know more people. They more lit. The women playing basketball like motherfucking Steph Curry and them when they was at their top. Mm-hmm. We got shit. It was a game yesterday. South Carolina.
Yeah. They almost lost that game.
They did. They played Indiana. Indiana came out like the Hoosiers with Bobby Knight.
Throwing chairs
79-75. South Carolina, that was a tough one. Everybody thought that was supposed to be a blowout. They look like the best team to me, but they could lose. It's one game. I always remember that.
That's fact.
So you got to go out there and have your best game or play hard or some shit. Oregon State and Notre Dame. Oregon State beat Notre Dame by 5. I'm going South Carolina to beat Oregon State. If they lose, then they some hoes. Texas and Gonzaga. Texas blew Gonzaga out.
Man.
Just like how Beyonce album blew all y'all bitches' albums out the water.
Sure.
Y'all ain't even drop albums. They like, we ain't dropping on Country Carter. NC State beat Stanford in an upset by teen. What did they say? Teen. That's how you say it when you were Hispanic. Teen. It was upsets. How many upsets was it last night?
It was a lot of upsets. There's a lot of upsets. About 4 or 5 of them.
Right now, it's a game going on right now. LSU against UCLA.
Yeah.
They up by, look like 7. 34-27.
This Iowa and Colorado game at 12:30. That's going to be lit. That's going to be a good game.
I'm going to be somewhere watching that joint. Mm. Who else left? USC.
And Baylor.
I'm going with Juju. Hey, I think Juju might be,
gonna be the truth.
The best player. She's going to take Caitlin's shit fast. And I want them to play against each other, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible? Yes, it is.
Yes, it's possible.
So that's what I want to see. Well, they got to get past LSU. I'm going too far ahead. LSU ain't going to beat. They beat Iowa last year. Mm-hmm. So Iowa got some shit. And ain't it's good. They missing that big girl that they had. I forgot her name.
Yeah.
Big white girl. Look like Big Country. I forgot her name. She ain't there no more. They struggling on offense.
Erica Montrose.
Erica. And Connecticut. Connecticut and Duke.
Yeah.
I'm going with, you know I don't fuck with Duke. I don't fuck with Duke. I'm going with Connecticut.
I'll probably take UConn too.
The fuck y'all talking about? Can't wait. And that's all we got for this motherfucking NCAA bracket. There's some games going on right now. We're going to watch that Iowa game because that shit looks like it's going to be lit. That's going to be the littest shit out. All right, now, I got some shit, man. We got to talk about these motherfucking NFL new rules, bro.
Oh, shit.
These new rules that they got, I don't know about a couple of them. Let me see. All right, so the first rule is they're pushing the trade deadline back.
Okay, that's good.
To week, it was week what, 8? Mm-hmm. I think it's week 9 now, if I'm not mistaken. Let me make sure. Boom, boom, boom. It will push back to week 9. So it's week 9, November 5th. Mm-hmm. It was October 31st last year. So the deadline, so they was trying to get it to 10. They was like, veto, nigga, we ain't doing that. Mm-hmm. But they added another game, so I understand. I feel like week 10 would have been better. Should give us some time to get some shit together. We'd know our team by week 10, right?
That's true.
By week 8, you're starting to know your team by
week 7-8.
For sure.
And by week 10, you should know what you need, what you don't need, right.
All of it. So that's a cool. I like that rule change. The rule change that I don't like is
kickoff.
No, the illegal hip drop tackle, which is just a regular tackle. If you behind a nigga, you grab him, and you want to bring him down without getting drug, you fall your weight down, and then you pull him down. They made that illegal, dog.
That's kind of how Bo Jackson got injured.
That's how a couple running backs.
But I know the big one for Bo. He was fast as fuck, and he was dragging a motherfucker.
Yeah. So they outlawed that because a couple players got hurt. I don't like it. They trying to make offense have all the advantages. They already got all the advantages. They trying to give them all of them. I'm like, what y'all doing?
I see the need for making the game a little safer, and I'm not mad at that. But basically, you saying if a motherfucker get by you, you can't come back and tackle him.
Basically, you got to let him go.
That's crazy.
You can't grab him by the horse collar. They outlawed that. So if you grab him by the waist, you just get drugged. You can't tackle him. How are you supposed to bring him down without bringing your weight down to the ground so you can bring him down? Yeah. I don't like it, bro. I think it's crazy. I'm like, we finna be playing flag football in 20 years.
I don't think they thought that one out too well.
Man, that look, like you said, they're trying to say make it safe, but it's still football at the end of the day.
It's dangerous regardless.
It's going to be dangerous. Like, if you take all of the danger out, then you just play flag football. Passing league, 7-on-7. Fuck it, let's just watch niggas out here throw the ball. that's what y'all want to do. I don't see how y'all going to keep taking. The defense can't touch. They can't do this. It's hard out here, yo. Y'all making it hard for defense. I think they want more scoring and more offense.
They're probably bring more transition like the NBA. The NBA, they went to a straight offensive league. Now, shit, defense is barely existing.
That's a fact.
You shouldn't even have a fucking defensive player of the year.
Yeah,
nobody do shit.
Last year in the NBA, 40 players averaged 20 points or more. That was up. That was doubled from years back. 40, 20 or more. That's crazy. Everybody's scoring. Shoot the ball. Shoot threes, everybody.
Right.
Looks like the NFL is doing the same thing. They want all offense. They don't want 10-7 games. And I guess I understand. I just don't like it because now you're giving a disadvantage to the defense. And now when you – it's going to be hard. Defense players already, they can't hit quarterbacks. They unsure about that. They slowing down. They stopping. And the quarterback fake like he going to slide and then go. Shit, this is wear, man. I don't like it. NFL, y'all need to let them tackle. Y'all need to bring back all the tackling except the helmet-to-helmet shit.
Yeah, the helmet-to-helmet, that's reasonable.
That's definitely reasonable. Mm-hmm. But you should let a nigga tackle. Hey, sometimes injuries going to happen in football. You can't stop it.
You cannot.
So trying to stop it, y'all making the defense at a super-duper disadvantage. And I don't like it. You like it? What'd you think on the rule? Good or no?
Well, I don't like the fact that if they get by you, you basically can't – you can't stop them from scoring the touchdown. Getting a penalty.
So you
got to take the penalty.
You got to lose yards, yeah. So they're going to get the touchdown eventually.
I'm not a fan of it. I get why they're doing it.
It makes
sense on a safety side, but
theoretically, but
again,
watch.
The game is dangerous already.
Exactly. And so, it's going to slow the game. It's going to make the game already when you know how they're going to call the penalty, review it, all that shit. It's going to make the game slow, and then it's going to be like, well, you don't know what the fuck to do. Just like with the tackling of the quarterbacks. It's super subjective. So some referees might call it, some might not, some might think that he did it right or he didn't. It's going to be crazy. But it's another big rule in the NFL that I don't know how I feel about it yet. It's the new kickoff rule. Basically, it's the kickoff rules for the XFL. So basically, the kicking team is going to kick from their own 35-yard line. Mm. 10 members of the kicking team will line up on the receiving team 40-yard line, 25 yards in front of the kicker. A minimum of 9 members of the receiving team will line up between the 30 and 35-yard line, 5 to 10 yards in front of the kicking team. So they're going to be 10 to 5 yards apart. They're doing this because they don't like the concussions happening on the kickoff returns, running full speed and hitting each other.
Right.
So they're going to kick it, and the ball has to go past the 20-yard line. If it doesn't, then the receiving team gets the ball on the 40.
Wow.
Yes. if it doesn't go further than the 20-yard line.
Well, it should go further than 20 yards.
It should, because they're kicking it right, exactly. Right. You can return it from the end zone. If the kick lands in the end zone, it must be returned. Any kick that hits the landing zone must be returned. Any kick that bounces from the landing zone into the end zone must be returned or kneeled for a touchback. So,
okay, so they're not getting rid of the touchback.
Exactly. They're okay. Not. But the touchback goes to the Neil goes to the touchback, the 20-yard line. If the kick reaches the landing zone, the receiving team gets possession in its 40-yard line. So if the ball enters the end zone in the air, the receiving team can return it, kneel it for a possession at its own 30-yard line.
Okay.
If the ball is kicked out of bounds, the receiving team gets the possession on the 40-yard line. So you don't want to kick. There's no fair catches. Right. Onside kicks are only permitted in the fourth quarter. That's different. Onside kicks are only permitted in the fourth quarter. It must be declared. So you got to tell the official.
You got to tell them you're doing it.
That's crazy. Because then now.
There's no
how do you do
element
it?
Of surprise.
Yeah, and how do you do it onside when they 5 yards apart like that? You gotta,
right.
That's going to be interesting. For teams that's down, they're going to like that. They're going to be like, how are we supposed to get the ball back? And we can't do a surprise onside kick?
I was also supposed to give them more of a chance to, a higher chance to recover, too. I want to say, initially, the recovery rate is about 6%. On an onside kick, and it takes it up to about 15% right now. So with it taking it up to about 15%, it's still not enough to guarantee it, but it makes it worth watching.
I guess I feel you. I just think the element of surprise is not there.
Yeah.
And it's going to be – we'll see how it looks, man. It looked cool when they showed it on the XFL.
But it always looked cool like that. But then when you see it, you be like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah. What up, ladies? How y'all doing? I see y'all in the chat. Y'all talking a lot. Miss Steeler, Kanoi. Who else in this mother? Hot 97. So, all right, so I'm not sure about that. We're going to see. Mm-hmm. We're going to see if that works. Those are the major rule changes. Let me show you the NFL Players Association Union. They didn't like the implement of the rule prohibiting the swivel hip drop, which is the hip drop tackle. They didn't like it.
Right.
They remain committed to improvements to the game with health and safety in mind. We cannot support the rule change that causes confusion for us as players, coaches, officials, especially fans. So what they're saying is, we don't know how we're supposed to tackle. Y'all don't know. The coaches don't know. The fans don't know. The refs don't know. We don't know what's going to tackle or not nowadays.
Right.
And I'm feeling
it. And it does, again, it does make it a little difficult when it comes to tackling. But, I don't know. We'll just have to see how it plays out.
We're going to see if this hella penalty's called. Then they probably going to review this rule next year in the offseason. Because if it changes the game too much of a difference, it's gonna be some complaints.
Absolutely,
it's gonna definitely be some complaints, and I think that they're gonna look at that shit just like they do, all the rules that come up out of the fumble in the end zone rule.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, I don't know, it's kind of weird, but next we go into basketball. We gotta talk about Draymond Green. Draymond got ejected. He was wilding with the ref. I read his lips. It looked like he said, "Hey, I'll fuck your wife, you bitch ass nigga." And the ref said, "Get your black ass out of here. The fuck is you talking about?" Now, And you saw Steph. If you, I wish we had to put the video up. Steph was looking like, what the fuck, Draymond? Kerr, too. But Steph was like, man, nigga, this is getting old.
Yeah.
Kerr said he thinks Steph was mad that he should have pulled Draymond away from the ref instead of just standing there in front of him trying to have distance in front of him. But he probably should have. Now, yo, what the fuck is you doing? What up, Nicole M. Brass? But what you think about that? Do you think the Warriors are fed up? Do you think Steph, Kerr, what do you think they should do with Draymond? That's Suge's favorite player, by the way, y'all.
Yeah.
He's a lover.
I don't know what you can do at this point besides let him go. I mean, but then what?
He on the contract.
But then what comes with that? And then what teams want Draymond Green?
A lot of like, people saying the Lakers.
I'm not saying that he wouldn't be useful. He'd be probably great fit with the Lakers. But you can't come out on the Lakers, you know what I'm saying, getting technicals in the first quarter and getting kicked out either. Because then you're not being productive.
You think?
It's come to the point where he's starting to become counterproductive instead of productive. When he was the big protector, and everybody knew that he'd been doing that for years, so I hate the fact that they be trying to act like it's all brand new shit. But he been playing the protector game for the first moment he came in with Golden State. The enforcer. If you fight my teammate, you got to fight me type of person. And I'm not mad at it because that's his game. He came up from learning from the bad boys of Detroit. So I'm not mad at it. I ain't got no problem with it. But it's gotten to the point now where it's so counterproductive that, you know, what are you producing? What are you bringing to the team now?
I agree. Like, you're being the detriment more than your work,
right,
or what you're doing.
The Jordan Poole, when he socked the shit out of that little bitch-ass nigga.
I felt like that was needed.
I feel
like Steph then was like, yeah,
I feel like that was. I feel like they put heat on him for that, and they shouldn't have put heat on him for that. What they should do was they should have just sent that little nigga back to the G League. But.
Or they had to do something. They even though they didn't suspend him too long. I don't think he got suspended no game.
No, he just took a couple days away from the team for a couple of days. But it was like, I think he needed that, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't, you know, everybody knows Steph run that team. Steph run that team with the likes of Draymond and Klay. That's the big three on that team. That's who everybody has to answer to, those three. And so when you got Steph telling you as a guard, hey, this is what we're doing, this is what we need to do, blah, 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 whatever, and you feeling your own nuts, yeah, whatever, whatever, are you going to get your buckets? Yeah, you're going to get your buckets. However, when it gets to the point where you're interfering with the team chemistry and what the team is trying to do moving forward, then that's when there's a problem.
I agree. And, I mean, Steph said it in the interview. Steph is diplomatic. People was arguing like, oh, Steph ain't a good leader. What kind of leadership is this with Steph? And I was like, yo, y'all sound like complete idiots. Steph is Steph. He's always been, I'm going to support my teammates publicly all the time.
That's a fact.
Not going to say nothing in the media that y'all going to get me caught up where we in a war between words with the media, which I believe that's how you're supposed to handle it.
That's a fact.
Now, behind the scenes, he's be cussing Draymond ass. Yo, what are you doing, bro?
We
short a nigga. We short Kuminga. You get kicked out in the first 3 minutes. We need to win to get to this play-in, to get to the playoffs.
You out here
what the fuck is you doing? You wilding. And then you ain't – Draymond had responded on his rate on his – podcast. Hey, nigga, the problem is you be doing too many podcasts instead of trying to fucking play basketball. That's the fucking problem, first of all, nigga. You working on your post-career. But he said that, it's not ever as big as it's never as bad as it seems, it's never as good as it seems. Nigga, what the fuck do all that mean? Listen, you said after you knocked the light skin of the Splash Brother, the half of Splash Brother out, Poole,
mm-hmm.
You said you was going to do better. Then you choked Rudy Gobert.
Choked the shit out of him.
You said you was going to do better. Nigga.
Where's the better?
You got to be accountable, Dre. You over there doing, you got to control your emotions better, nigga. We understand you're the emotional leader of the team. We get that. It's needed. Yeah. But you got to be able to, you're older, and you got to be able to dial that back and pull it out when you need to and not get ejected. Then you detrimental to the team. So now all that shit that you bring to the team is never no longer there. And Steph looked mad. Like, I guarantee he called him and cussed him out. In the interview, he said the right things. Oh, he know better. We need him. But in his head, he was like, this bitch-ass nigga.
He's like, fam, what the fuck is going on, bro?
This bitch-ass nigga losing. We barely won that game. Shit, I had to ball out. So, Draymond, you got to do better, bro. They going to trade your ass. And you ain't going to be able to say nothing about it. You over there talking about, oh, this is my team. You said you and Steph don't hang out as much. That's why. That nigga been distancing himself from your ass because you like the hothead friend. You know the friend? I don't know if you had this friend. I had them. They was Mexicans, too. Shout out to my Mexican homeboys. We going out to have a good time. First thing, in the parking lot. We ain't even in the club. Oh, I got a bottle. Yo, Q, you got my back. These fools in here start tripping with a Corona bottle in his back pocket. I'm like,
why the fuck do I need to have your back?
Why are we going into the club with this mentality? This seems like you, the one that's tripping.
Right.
It's women in here, nigga.
It's automatic. It's automatic. If it go down, I ain't gonna let nobody fuck you up. But goddamn, dog.
You coming in with the wrong energy.
Don't come in here trying to fuck people.
Exactly. Look, it's Latin libido night, fool. We finna swallow in men today. And you have Corona bottles in your back pocket. I had to get away. I had to stop going out with them. I love them, but man, y'all niggas. But that's what Draymond is. You becoming that nigga. Like, damn, don't call him to come out because we going to have to fight.
Right.
Nobody wants to babysit a nigga who don't understand how decorum, how you move, all of that shit matters when you out trying to have a good time.
Correct.
Draymond, you got to do better, bro. We love you, but you fucking up. And Steph about to hit, y'all about to have a fade on behind the scenes. I want niggas to tape it and now see who win. And Clay might have to jump you because you know light skinned niggas get beat up. Clay, help your boy and call Jordan Poole. I know he wants some nicks on Draymond. We gonna jump this nigga 3-on-1.
Man, Jordan Poole, but sit down somewhere, man. It don't look safe for that nigga.
Oh, that's funny. But also, what up, ladies? If y'all want to call in and tell us if you think Draymond should be gone, if you think Caitlin Clark, her name is Cece, is going to be able to withstand these teams she got to play. She got the hard way to the finals, right, to the conference, to the national championship. She got the hard route. The number is 702-551-5261. Call in and let us know what you think. It says Steph has in his whole life wife, parents, and kids. Yeah, you're right. Real apology is changed behavior. Yeah, you're right. Before the strip club, looking for trouble. Yeah, that nigga, right. Niggas be looking for trouble. Nigga, we trying to look at women. You trying to look at men?
Right.
That's gay. Hey, nigga, you some gay ass cops. like Chris Tucker told niggas on whatever that shit was.
Money talk.
Yeah, some gay ass cops. We also got some more NFL news. I forgot to look it up. They're going to have two games on Christmas, which this year falls on the Wednesday. That means that's crazy, right? All right, so are they going to play that Sunday and then play Wednesday? That's going to be crazy if they do that. Yeah, or are they going to play Wednesday and play Sunday and then play the following Sunday?
They're going to have to adjust it to where they probably off on Sunday.
The one before, or the one after?
So what's going to happen is they're probably going to get the Thursday night game.
What you mean?
They'll probably get like Thursday night games, and then they play Thursday, and then they're Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday off.
Mm-hmm. And then they play Wednesday. Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
That's probably how they're going to have to do at least two of them teams.
It's two.
I don't know how they're going to figure out unless the other two are coming off of a bye week.
Yeah, that's gonna be crazy. Yeah. I don't know if I like it because I don't like the Thursday night games.
I don't think it should be games on Christmas.
Yeah, they trying to take over the NBA, yo. But yo, NFL, stop acting like.
Mic check 1 2 1 2 6. Stop
acting like boss lady. Always trying to know every goddamn thing. Sit y'all asses down.
She's my favorite person.
And let the NBA. Do they Christmas thing. Y'all ain't never try to have no games on Christmas. Now you want to have two on a Wednesday. So like Nate said, you got to do, so that's four teams. So you're going to have all four teams do that? Nate just said? That ain't going to work?
I don't like the idea of having football and basketball on Christmas.
I agree.
I'm okay with one, like Thanksgiving.
We got basketball.
It's one, right.
I mean football.
You got football.
Yeah.
The day afterwards, day before, they do basketball.
Right.
Okay, that's cool.
I agree. I don't like it in the NFL. And y'all being greedy. Y'all being greedy and the detriment of the game. Y'all being greedy to the detriment of the game because if you can't do, I don't know if you can do all four teams the way Nate just described, because then that's going
to
be crazy.
Have to. You're going to have to, because otherwise somebody's going to be in play Sunday.
Exactly.
Or Monday. And have to turn around and play again Wednesday. That's short of a turnaround.
Hey, it's impossible. It's impossible to play. Thursday games be trash, and they be playing on Sunday. Right.
So, and you have never seen a team play on Thursday and then turn around and play Sunday, or play on Sunday and turn around and play Monday.
Right.
It's not enough of a turnaround.
It's impossible.
So you're going to have to play horrible it product. To where two of them are going to play, are going to be playing on Thursday night against somebody else, and then they meet up and play against each other, The other two have to come off a bye week. To me, logically, that's the only way you can make that happen. And I don't like it at all.
And, yeah, that shit's going to be trash. It's going to be too confusing.
Yeah.
NFL, I know y'all the big dogs in the league, but stop acting like that. We going to tell y'all like Tyrese. Why you got to act like that?
Looking at it, boy.
Y'all motherfuckers, y'all getting all the money? Y'all niggas want all the money. God damn, share some money.
They coming to get it.
Let the NBA get some money.
They coming to get it, man.
Jesus Christ. The fuck is going on around this motherfucker? All right, so we got some big news from the big three. The big three.
The big three. Homie, it's just big me.
Hey. Oh, yeah, we got to talk about that. We'll talk about that after this big three. Talk about that. Kendrick, Cole, and Drake. I think Kendrick was shooting at Drake. Cole just caught some strays, but Drake want to go and do memes and shit and talk. Nigga, rap. Drake don't want to rap.
I don't know.
Cole going to have to. I got for the mix, niggas. You go do that shit you do over there. I'm going to rap for you because you ain't going to rap. You want to talk to this nigga.
Right.
Drake want to have a therapy session. Therapy session with Kendrick. Why are we mad at each other?
Drake going to be in there like, I want to know why we're beefing.
Drake going to get a therapy session and sing. Kendrick going to be like, get so bad. Cole going to come in there.
And Kenny ain't playing that. Man, look. I'm looking at it. I don't know, man. If you... Remember, I shared that video with you.
Yeah, I seen it.
If you think about it, and based off that video, it do seem like Cole was taking like some little small shots at Kendrick for the last like four or five songs.
Yeah, that's
and then true. They hit him with this first person shooter mode, and he's just like, "Well, fuck it." So I think the real there's no. I don't think there's a Kendrick Cole beef.
I agree.
It's just okay, you said some shit, he said some shit, and then whatever, you know, is whatever.
I agree.
I think but there's a genuine beef with Kendrick and Drake.
Yeah, I think, and like, I want to know the reason why.
Don't honestly. Like that nigga.
I want to know what happened because y'all niggas had a song together. I think it had something in the back seat. I don't remember.
I think it had to do with that control verse still.
Oh, man, that's being sensitive. Kendrick called a lot of niggas' names out. Drake.
Right.
He said, and he just said, I want you niggas to know when we get on songs together.
You niggas
better, you niggas better rap hard.
Right.
But that's
how it's supposed to be. So, you know what I'm saying?
Rap hard.
Like, Drake chose to take that as a diss.
And then
he did that freestyle on BET Awards on the Cypher. And he was that was directed towards Drake.
He said, put the sensitive rapper back in his pajama pants or some shit like that. Drake, quit being sensitive, nigga. What up, Kenneth? How you doing, brother?
What up, family?
I think that I want to know. Look, I like this energy, first of all.
Right.
I don't think Drake want to rap, so I want Cole. He caught some shots. Like you said, I don't think Cole and Kendrick got bad blood.
They competitive as lyricists.
Exactly. And I think Drake is sensitive to all of the peers and older rappers saying that. He's like pop. Elevator music or pop, which he is. First of all, you can't be sensitive about the truth, nigga. That's the first thing. You make music for a wide variety of people to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick and Cole never get that critique from the OGs, the young people, the hip hop heads.
These niggas are rappers. Cole are lyricists.
Exactly.
Drake is not a lyricist. He has lyrical skill.
Exactly. And don't get us wrong. Drake can rap. We No, he can rap well.
Right.
But what we're saying is Kendrick and Cole are killers on with lyrics, and they make their albums and music
Kendrick
for
and
that.
Cole is like MJ and Kobe. Exactly. And Drake is like LeBron.
Right, exactly. So what that means is, Drake, you play this game. You get mad at the observation when you play the game of your only comeback to Kendrick and Cole is I sell more records than you. I got more fans. That's the only thing you say to niggas like that. Or any battle you've been in. You said that to Push, you said that to Meek. But that is a cop-out to rapping, nigga. You said that to Joe. And Joe went five songs, boom, boom,
that's
boom.
That's right.
You got to rap, nigga. Either rap or fucking go sing. But and Cole say, look, I got this for the lights and for the niggas with black daddies and white mamas. I got this. I'm a rap because Kendrick he might tear you up. You go at Future, nigga. Y'all sing together. Y'all sing at each other.
Acting bad and faking reps.
So I think I want to see this Kendrick and Cole. I want to hear it. I just want to hear it on wax. I don't think they got a problem. I don't think they're gonna see each other and fight. I don't think none of that.
However,
because I think Cole was protecting Kendrick when he got in a fight with Puff or something like that. Cole got into a fight with Puff,
right?
And I think it was because over Kendrick. That's what I think. The niggas don't know about that, but he talked about it in one of his raps.
Diddy tried to diddy bop someone, and he got bopped over the head.
right. So I think that I want to see this. This is between the two best niggas to me of their generation. To me, the two last greatest niggas out of the three. Because I'm putting Drake in the greatest niggas too. I'm not a hater.
Right.
But the two best rappers of the greatest of the last greatest niggas from that era, which is the 2009, 2008, 2010 era. Mm-hmm.
Early
2000 decade, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That decade. So I'm here for that shit. I want them niggas to go hard at each other. Yeah. Cole been killing shit.
Right.
Kendrick be quiet. He be living. He got kids and married. But I think Kendrick got a song already ready for Drake. That's why I think he just took a little pow-pow at him. It wasn't like a really dish. It was like
he got nigga, some shit that's straight so I can just come. For him on.
Exactly. But I think Cole might get in there and throw some shit in there. Bow,
but
bow.
But I like that shit.
Me too. I want that to happen. That's the way it's supposed to happen to me. I like it that way so we can see who is and who isn't. Because y'all niggas been saying, this whole time, y'all all been saying the best three is me, I'm him. So we going to see who really is or who really isn't. But I want it to be Cole and Kendrick because I think both of them are more lyrically superb than Drake.
Right.
Tanya, what's happening? What's this 8, 9, 10 shit? We don't know what that mean, but we got on that hip-hop shit. Now we got to get to this Big 3 shit. Big 3 rappers, the Big 3 Ice Cube League. That nigga said, listen. Caitlin Clark. Caitlin with a C and an A. We'll offer you $5 million to come play in the Big 3 League. With the men, not with the WNBA Big 3, the men Big 3. What'd you think about that, CFO? What'd you think? What you got?
That's interesting. It looks very publicity stunt-ish to me.
I feel you.
It's nothing, and not to say that she can't play, because, I mean, she probably like the Nets up regardless of who she's playing against or whatever. She got a jumper. She got range. But I think ultimately, it's backlash coming from it too. Like it's a lot of sisters that and players asking about. Well, damn, Caitlin Clark, the only one you think of. Well, you think about it, shit. Who been kicking up dust in the league? Who been kicking up dust besides Caitlin Clark, Juju, and Angel Reese?
And Juju knew she a rookie, ninth grade in college, nigga.
And Angel Reese already said she ain't going pro because.
She getting money
back at LSU. Do the NIL deal.
Angel, she like, I'm not even coming to practice on you niggas. I'm Allen Iverson now, y'all. She was missing the first couple days. So, the coach was like,
it ain't a lot of people that's getting that buzz like that.
She getting the
buzz,
the like super
every,
buzz,
like every day, like the she's like the white Steph Curry. So
facts and listen, sometimes. This is what we got to learn as black people. I love black people. So it's always love started. sometimes, like in this case, Ice Cube is a black man that I think has shown his track record of being down with black people. This is a business move.
Right.
He trying to get eyes on his league because behind the scenes, I don't think y'all know, the NBA be trying to...
They see him as competition,
yeah. And he be like, I ain't competition with y'all. I play in the summer. We play retired niggas. We ain't competition. Help us. Instead of not fuck with, instead of try to impede us behind the scenes.
Come together and make it universal basketball all around.
Exactly. So, but just like most big conglomerates, big time players, big time niggas think, oh, my nuts hang and fuck y'all. I'm bigger than you. I'm better than you, so I'm gonna push you out.
Right.
That's what they doing to the big three. Ice Cube talked about it on multiple interviews. Go check it out if you want to hear it. But I don't think it's a black or white thing like y'all trying to make it.
Right.
The internet be trying to make everything black or white. Now, listen, I know racism exists, and I know the white people that are in power, the powers that be. I'm going to start correcting myself. Not just the white people.
Right.
They in the same boat as us. The powers that be try to keep us divided. I don't think Ice Cube is looking at Caitlyn's color. If she was black, if she was Asian, whatever she was, he would be, if she was doing what she's doing and she's doing, then he would be offering that. And I looked at the stats, how much she would make in the WNBA versus how much he paying her. That shit's like $4 million and $30 more. $1,000 more.
It's way more.
$3,100, some shit like that.
So in a sense, Cube is offering a deal to her that's better than what the WNBA is going to give her.
Facts. That's hard to turn down.
Right. And on top of that, you get a deal like that. So now you're getting paid. They're starting to pay women their worth in a sense like that.
Shit, that might make Angel Reese go out there. Hey,
exactly. That could bring Angel Reese to the big three.
The Juju that, maybe Juju when she gets to the big older, three. Yeah.
You could swoop back and try to grab you a Diana Taurasi.
Yep, yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit, that might bring some of the WNBA players. What's my girl that I like? Exactly. What's her point guard name for the Aces? Damn.
Jackie.
The white girl.
Oh, Kelsey Plum.
Kelsey Plum. I like her. She might go. Like, what? Yeah. They playing how much? Man, let's go. Let's go run it.
But I'm saying, I'm not against it because either way how you looking at it, it's putting more in Caitlin Clark's pocket than it probably would going to the WNBA. The WNBA ain't going to really put nothing in the pocket. And that's because it doesn't garner the support that it should.
From y'all, the women.
I'm not going to say y'all. I'm just going to say support in general.
He nicer than me.
Because I'm not going to, I don't, this is one topic I don't particularly care to debate. Because when it's all said and done, I know about 50 or 100 million women that will go to an NBA game, but I ain't never heard them say nothing about a WNBA game. And it's not to say that they don't go, because maybe they do go.
Some do, but not. It's more men.
But I noticed the gravitational pull seems to be more towards the NBA instead of WNBA. And that's an effect.
That's a big effect.
That's a big effect.
And the other part and that y'all don't understand is the amount of revenue. One loses money. Just to let, like this business part. One loses money, the other accumulates billions of dollars.
Right.
So if you comparing, yeah, the NBA players make a lot of money for those owners. You think they paying them niggas $200 million and they losing money on that? They not.
Right.
They gaining. If Steph got $200 million, Steph then may go to state a billion.
That's true.
Probably. Close to a billion.
That's true.
So in the WNBA, they got to get the support first. That's what it starts with, fans. We got to go buy the jerseys, do the same shit we do with the NBA players.
All right.
And then it could build the brand. Otherwise, they going to
continue, and again, at the same time.
Do business
time,
how they do business.
At the same time, the WNBA is not even barely 30 years
it's
old.
It's not even 30.
Like the NBA went through a fall off.
Hell yeah.
Before it got back to popping.
Magic and Bird had to bring it back, and then Jordan, and then
so,
it took off.
You know what I'm saying? It's a time thing. It's going to take time, more time to build the league up.
Yeah, and they're on a good run right now.
I love watching WNBA games. I watch WNBA games. They be balling.
They be playing better than these niggas. Than most of the NBA league teams.
I would go to Aces game. I'll go to any WNBA game.
I'm the Liberty be balling too.
For sure.
Shout out to the New York Liberty. They all games be fire.
You know, I'm all about good sports.
Right.
Good games.
No matter if it's women, men, or not. We want to see good competition.
Women can play just as quality of a game as a man can play.
And lately,
I'll never say they can't.
The Aces have been playing better than a lot of the NBA teams. That's true. They move the ball around. They're like Golden State in the 15, 16, yeah. 16, 17, one of them. So we support good basketball.
Don't ever think
the men be supporting.
Right.
We be at the games. We be liking that shit. They plowing. So to close that up, I don't know if she's going to go to the Big Three because she's going to be playing with men, and then it's going to be different.
Yeah.
And I don't think she can play both because they both are played in the summertime in the off time of the NBA. But it's a great start if you want to get people excited. And some women might be like, shit, I'm going to ball out and see if I could get the million or 2.5 million or 3 million or however much he's offering.
Absolutely.
Because 5 million is 5 million.
Absolutely.
Shit, she could probably play 1 year.
5 minutes. I'm out 5 million. I'm out there hitting sky hooks all night, baby.
But shout out to Caitlin, even though I think Juju finna boo boo you. But that's a couple games ahead. I'm going ahead. Juju be out there balling. I'll be like, God damn, do everything, everything. All right. What else next is on the topic docket?
I'm finna throw a little couple of fire bets out here.
Oh yeah, go ahead and throw them, motherfucker.
I'm looking at it today. I'm taking Cincinnati Reds.
Cincy.
I like the Cincinnati Reds today on the money line.
WRP, Cincinnati.
105, we got the Baltimore Orioles playing. I like the Baltimore Orioles to cover the run line today. I like the Milwaukee Bucks to cover the 4.5. I'll take Milwaukee Bucks money line against the Atlanta Hawks today. I like a money line against the Atlanta Hawks. I like Illinois plus 8.5 on the points against UConn. And that's what I got for today.
Them the fire bets for today. Well, our last topic we're going to talk about is about did he do it or did he didn't do it?
Diddy Bopper.
Hey, the motherfucking feds, Homeland Security. They had Homeland Security.
Yeah, that's bad.
Raided Diddy's homes in L.A. and the MIA. They had them in the nice weather. They raided the nice weather shit. They ain't do the New York one. But they raided his homes. He wasn't there. He smart. Nigga should be in Bali with Russell Simmons. But they raided his home. We don't know. They didn't say what they was looking for, did they? I don't remember. I haven't seen no reports.
But they're saying that he's got like thousands and tens of thousands of different videotapings of these sex parties that he's got going on and people that have been involved in those sex parties.
Hey, he got y'all on video.
It's kind of fucked up. And it's been recorded. Secret recording.
Exactly.
So it's not evidence that could be used in court, but it is something that could expose other artists.
Facts. A lot of y'all, not just artists too, execs, but football players, baseball, TD Jakes. Hey, right. We heard that about you, TD.
You're down there getting sweaty.
So it was big news. They said they brought his kids out backwards, walked them backwards with the handcuffs.
He left his kids to get.
He said he left Justin and them. Man, fuck King and Justin, all you niggas. Hey, y'all niggas get it how you live. I'm out of here.
He got on that plane with the finest Cambodian breast milk.
Hey, they said they found his jet, but he wasn't on it. Puff did some smart shit. He said, yo, take the jet that way. I'm going to take a private under an assumed name and go this way.
If you look at all his videos he had with Big, shoot, they was running away from the feds for a long time. They know what to do.
Puff pissed somebody off.
That's all it is.
Who did I see? I seen Boss Lady. Shout out to Boss Lady on the T. What Boss Lady shit called? Shady T.
She said
that Puff filed a lawsuit against the company that owns a bunch of shit. They own De Leon, they own Ciroc. Diego is the company. And as soon as he did that,
they raided his home.
Cassie filed.
Yep. They raided his home.
Settled. A bunch of other people came out.
He got went tapes and, of people he getting their booties
took
raided.
That motherfucking lawsuit back. It's they said bad. It's too late, nigga. You done pissed off the wrong people up there, Puff.
Yeah.
They looking for you. So listen. I don't know if you did all that shit. That shit that Cassie said you did, though, I believe that shit. We gonna see what the videotapes, if they put them out, what you was, who else was doing it with you. A lot of people are saying Hov. I hope it ain't Hov. I love Hov.
A lot of people saying Usher.
Usher, I believe. Justin Bieber, I believe.
Well, Usher was at Diddy camp when he was a kid.
I know, and he said he would never send his son there.
Right.
So that tells you something.
But you supporting this shit. So facts. It's like, what the fuck?
That's true. But listen, it's more to come, y'all. If Puff did it or Diddy didn't do it, but all I know is...
Bill's sitting there sad because his Diddy daddy ain't there no more.
And they had shit going back to allegedly him killing Kim Porter. Damn.
Yeah.
Pac. You killed Pac? Nigga, I cried when Pac died. I remember the day clearly. Shout out to my baby mama. She paged me. Hey, Pac died. I said, what? I was in football practice. I said, oh, hell no. They killed my nigga. Now they killed my nigga, though. Puff, they said, you did it. You paid for it to get done. I did it.
All
right. I'm looking at Puff like, damn, Puff came out with them weird-ass videos, too, talking about just call me love from now.
Right.
Just call me love.
Yeah.
We got to love each other. I'm like.
Calling Meek Mill's daddy.
Or like Fab. That. He was calling Fab daddy.
Hey, daddy.
Hey, party with me, daddy. I'm like, what?
I don't know.
That was weird. Nori played that shit for him. Like, yo, this is you. What you think about this? He's like, oh, that was me? Yeah, nigga. Call that nigga daddy. You want to party with him? Fuck that. That shit sound crazy. That means Fab ain't wasn't partying with Puff like that. He was out of there. Nigga, I ain't coming to fuck with you. But who was partying with Puff?
Mm.
Please don't let it be Hov and B. Don't let it be
Dame
T.
Daddy, Dame Diddy or Dame Dummy.
Oh, well, it wasn't Dame. Dame probably over there like, you niggas, I knew you niggas was something wrong going on with you niggas. Uh-huh. But, hey,
it probably was.
Nah, Dash wasn't in that shit.
Yeah, look, he was hanging out with Aaliyah back when Diddy was around Diddy.
He definitely was with Aaliyah.
They was all in that camp around.
They said the rumor was allegedly that Jay-Z got Aaliyah killed because she was with Dame. I said, oh, these niggas is wild.
Yeah.
These niggas wild if this is going on. I don't want to. I don't like tearing the black billionaires down, but billionaires be doing weird shit to get their billions. That's all I know. And them niggas don't be honest. They don't be the most stand-up-ish people.
Right.
But.
Peace.
But if you did do it, Diddy, you better run for it. Run for it. Get your gun for it. But we about to head out of this motherfucker. Thank y'all for rocking with us. Thank the ladies. Y'all always support us. When we do our show, y'all get first upfront seats. And then the rest of you niggas that come later, you get later seats. We call them later seats, nigga. That's funny. But we out this bitch. It's Q Mecca, 2 Techs Up. Rest in peace to Nip.
Rest in peace.
My co-host to my left, tell them what your name is.
My name is C4Nate from the 618. Everybody have a good weekend. Enjoy yourselves. If you playing spades before 10 o'clock, call me.
Hey,
after 10, don't call me because I got to go to work at 2 a.m.
Hey, he right. And if y'all want to get spades in the casino, we'll win all the money. Then they'll kick us out.
All the chips.
Peace, love, and hair grease. We out this beach.
Blessings.
Rest in peace, Nipsey, Young Tragic, Selena, Nunu.
Rest in peace, Nunu.
My mama,
Amir. Miss Lisa.
We love y'all. We miss y'all. Boss lady in here throwing up CKs.
KCs.
And KCEPs. Peace.
She's throwing up LVs.
Oh, I thought it was LV. But the V was first. So he's right. We out of this bitch. Peace.